We continue 14 lines down from the top on Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph at the two dots. Va'aboin Mutarin. We mentioned before that those who go to the idolaters, who go to the idolatrous marketplace, you cannot do business with them on the way there because they're going to be Azur Lamoda. But on the way back, it would be permissible to do business. We're not going to assume with them, and we're not going to assume that they're going to go back and be Ozel Umoda. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Lo shano elosh ein kishurin zebeze, aval kishurin zebeze, asurin ema deito lachzor. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish writes that even when they're returning from their trip to the marketplace, if they go in a group, we're concerned that they may end up turning back around and be Ozel Umoda. But if they're not kasher zebeze, if they're going alone, they're walking, they're coming back, returning from the trip scattered on, you know, each one in their own direction, not together, then we're not concerned that they will turn around and you would be able to do business with them. So when the Mishnah said that on the way back it's permissible, it's only on the way back, not in a group. Continues the Gemara, Nodos ha'ovid kochavim v'kan kenehem. The Mishnah prohibited a Jew from drinking or even getting benefit from the Nodos of ovid kochavim, the leather flasks and their jugs, who are prohibited. So now the Gemara discusses this idea in more detail. Tana Rabbanan, Nodos ha'ovdei kochavim, gerudin chadashin mutarim, yeshenim umezufafim asurim. The nodos, which are owned by idolaters, if they're smooth and new, or because they're smooth, we know they're new, mutarim, then they're permissible to utilize. They haven't been used before, so then the Jew can use it. Yeshenim umezufafim asurim. If they're older and they're rough, then it would be prohibited to use. Not only that, continues the Brisa, Ovid kochavim rivavan v'ivdan v'nasan l'sochan yayin v'yisrael omer al gabav eino choshesh. If an idolater was rivavan v'ovdan, he was, I guess, working on smoothing out the barrel, and then he put wine into the barrel. If a Jew, even though generally speaking it would be prohibited, we would automatically assume it's Yai Nesach, says the Braisa, if a Jew was Omir al Gabav, he was watching as the Ovid Kochavim poured the wine into the jug, we're not concerned about Yai Nesach, and the Jew could still use it. So the Gemara focuses on this last line and asks, V'chi mi'achar de Ovid Kochavim nasan l'sochen yayin, ki Yisrael Omir al Gabav mayhavi. Who cares whether the Jew is watching the idolater or not? Once he pours the wine into the jug, we are assuming that he's pouring for Yayin Esach, and therefore the whole entire jug is going to be prohibited to use. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa answers this question the following way. Hachi ka'amar, this is what the Braisa means. Ovid kochavim rivavan v'ivdan v'yisrael nasan l'sochan yayin. It's the idolater who's working, who fixed up the bit, who's smoothing out the jug, but the Yisrael is putting in his own kosher wine. The Yisrael acher omir al gabav. And there's another Jew watching the Jew pour the wine in. Therefore, ve'ein al choshesh. That's why we're not concerned and you can use the jug. The Gemara says, well, that doesn't make much sense. Umi achar di Yisrael nosein l'sochan yayin Yisrael achar omir al gabav lameli. Why do we need another Jew to watch the other Jew pour the wine in? Once one Jew is there, that's enough ne'manus. We trust him. So why would you need both? So the Gemara gives two answers. Dilm agav tirdai menasech v'labadaita. Maybe the reason you need the second Jew is because the first Jew who's pouring in the wine is so focused on his pouring in the wine that he's not going to be cognizant of the fact that the Ovid Kochavim may end up putting in a little bit of wine for his Avodah Zarah and create a whole Nisuch and create Yayin Nesach for the jug and ruin everything. Therefore, you need an additional Yisrael in order to make sure that the idolater will be kept in check. That's one answer given. Rav Zvid gives a whole different approach. Rav Zvid Amar Leolam Kidika Amar Meikar. Really, let's go back to our original idea that there's one idolater and one Yisrael Omid Al Gabav. So why aren't we concerned about Yayin Nesach? The answer is V'hacha Be'idna Tekashadi Le Nase Kizorek Mayim Letit. When the idolater is pouring the wine into the barrel, it's as if he's pouring water into cement, meaning it's rendering it unusable. When you put wine, when you mix water and mud, you get just hardens. There's nothing else there, as Rashi explains that. Sheoso yain holich liibud bezefes. It becomes like tar. Ubatol taimo kemaim hanitnim betit shekalin me'eleim keshemis yabish hatit harehein ki'ilu lohayu af yain ze kalab belechluchis hazefes uchashemis yabish hazefes kalab me'ela v'shuvein apolid. It has no ability. It's going to get stuck in the walls of the barrel, and it's never even going to emerge. You won't even be able to pull out the tam of the wine that went into the walls of the kli. So in that situation, when the Ovid Kachavim is rivavan v'ivdan, he's pouring wine into the barrel. The reason why he's pouring the wine into the barrel is essentially to strengthen the barrel, not for the wine to give any taste. It won't even give taste. It's just going to create tar to harden the kli, and therefore, as long as there's a Yisrael Omid al Gabav to make sure that he's not doing it l'shem Yayin Esach, there's nothing to be concerned about. Based on this, Rav Zvid, the Gemara says as follows: Shma mina mid Rav Zvid. From Rav Zvid, we can come up with the following application from halachic perspective. Hi Ovid Kochavim, de shada chamra lebe milchi de Yisrael shari. It would emerge that if an idolater will throw some wine into a bay milchi, Rashi says, is a kli that is filled with salt, milchi, that the wine will be absorbed by the salt. So if an idolater throws the wine into a vessel filled with salt, there won't be a concern. It would be mutter. There's no concern for Yayin Esach because it's going to be absorbed into the salt, and therefore it's purposeless. It's useless. I'm maskei la Ravashi. Ravashi says, wait a second. Me dummy, you can't compare the two. You can't compare using the wine for tar as opposed to getting absorbed by the salt. Hasam ka'azul ibud. When it gets put into the tar to strengthen the walls of the vessel, that's ka'azul ibud. That's going to waste. There's no purpose for the wine. It's you're never going to see it again. But hachalo ka'azul ibud here, it's not going to waste. It's just being absorbed by the salt. But there's still taste of wine inside the salt. But when you put it in the walls of the vessel and it's used for tar, the tar is so strong, there's no more wine that's ever going to be able to be pulled out from the walls of the vessel. So you can't compare. You can't use that application in our case. You can't compare pouring in the wine, an idolater pouring wine into a cup full of salt. So that wouldn't work. But there could potentially be other applications where it would be mutter, because when the wine is poured in to a vessel, if it's used for tar, then it wouldn't serve a purpose. It would be permissible then to use the kli.